MoneyWeb now on the money. Also available on podcast.
The show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Chatting now with Jimmy Mohoya, he's an independent analyst. Jimmy, appreciate the time this morning. That Sibanye update, I appreciate that earnings at 13.7 billion, that's almost a third off first quarter of last year, which is the comparable quarter, which of course was a record. The stock down, 7.8%, 7.9%, below 50. I didn't think the update was that horror, but the market disagreed with me completely. Your take on it?
Morning, Simon. The update from a numbers perspective, I think what spooked the market or spooked investors was the fact that they mentioned that they're not going to give any further sort of forward guidance around production. They outlined that production was down 45%, or gold output was down 45% in the first quarter, and that the market didn't like. So, we've seen the commodity super cycle that happened last year. All miners benefited from that. They did really well there. And the expectation at this point, of course, with the concerns around the Ukraine and the overall global uncertainty and those tensions is that miners and guys in the commodity space will be doing really well with the higher prices, higher PGM prices, higher gold prices, and that sort of thing. And Sibanye to come out and say, one, our output for gold is lower. Two, we're still dealing with the wage negotiations. And three, we're not going to give any further operational guidance going forward because we don't want to overcommit to something. That's definitely something that's going to spook the market. But I also think the wage conversation is still weighing quite heavily on Sibanye at this point. You've got miners on the one side saying they want 150 Rand more, and then you've got executives on the other side saying we're not going to pay you more. But our executive pay has just topped 300 million in the case of the CEO. It's a bit of an awkward conversation. It's a very, very awkward conversation at the moment.
I take your point on that. And I suppose it's also, the guidance, I agree, that was a surprise. Yes, they got a strike, but it would have been nice. Let's quickly touch on NASDAQ. When Jerome Powell spoke on Wednesday evening, the market was like, this is lacquer, and went off to the races. And then kind of woke up on Thursday and decided that they didn't like what he said. And the NASDAQ had a horror day. It's, in essence, more of that volatility, more of that uncertainty.
Absolutely. I mean, I think it's less about the rates decision that happened and all of that, but it's about the fact that we're inching closer to a U.S. recession. We know that Europe and the ECB and the U.K. have already outlined to say that their inflation is out of control, and they are happy and even considering triggering a recession on their end to get things under control. The U.S. is still on that mandate of saying, no, our policy's still all right, everything's still fine, inflation's still running sideways. We've still got non-farms numbers to come out today, jobs numbers to come out today. The inflationary pressure and the unemployment numbers are contradicting the U.S.'s we've got this under control thing. And we know what happened the last time the U.S. said they've got it under control. And so you're seeing that fear filter through to the markets. You're seeing that skepticism filter through to U.S. equities in particular to say, if we're going to have a recession, which is where most of the indicators are leading towards, then why are we still in the equity markets at this stage? Why are we not getting out early to sort of curb this or prevent this or sort of preempt whatever might come? Jerome Powell hasn't done much to address those recessionary concerns that institutional investors and retail investors are seeing at the moment.
Yeah, I take your point on that. And we're already, halfway to a recession in the US because we've got that negative GDP for Q1, which came in at minus 1.4. So inching, maybe even in some ways, I don't want to say leaping, but certainly moving towards. We'll leave that there. That's Jimmy Mohoya. He's obviously an independent analyst. And that's our question today. We're asking on our LinkedIn and Twitter, is about Sibanye Stillwater, that trading update. And this morning, we noticed that the white metals, PGMs, under pressure. Question is, are you buying PGM stocks today? Sibanye, under 50, is that cheap? Does that get you interested? Have your vote, have your say, LinkedIn and Twitter. The show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.